Today's episode is going to include a little real talk and tough love, friend. If you have not raised your prices in the last 6 months to a year, now is the time to audit your product costs, your pricing, and your profit margins, and it's time to make adjustments. I can say with strong confidence that your costs have risen and your profit margins have shrunk if you have not made changes to your pricing in the last year. So today, we're going to talk about how to communicate price changes with your customers, specifically your direct-to-consumer customers. Today's question comes in from Labs member Jenny. She asks, I need to raise my prices. How do you recommend going about a price increase specifically on the retail side? Do we announce it, explain why, or just do it? Help me not be afraid to raise my prices. Thank you. Today's episode is brought to you by our email marketing for product makers guide. If you have struggled with what to say, when to send emails, or how to plan out your email marketing strategies for wholesale or direct to consumer, we've got the tool for you. Head to proofedoproduct.com/email marketing and grab our free guide that has helped hundreds of product makers plan out a year's worth of marketing emails. Yep. We'll tell you what to say, when to send, and help you create an email strategy that works for your specific business. Again, that's proofedoproduct.com/email marketing. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started. Before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to address the fact that setting your pricing and raising your prices is a very nuanced thing. Your business is going to look very different than someone else's business. So the factors that you weigh when determining what to raise your prices to or how often to raise your prices is going to vary. Today's episode is going to talk about communicating price adjustments and price changes. But if you're looking for more information on how to set your pricing, look at episode 241 of Proof to Product. That is where I talk about the nuances that go into setting your pricing and concrete tactics that you can utilize to determine the best pricing for your products. I love today's question. So Jenny asked for advice on how to announce a price increase and also how to overcome mindset blocks around raising our prices. I want to address the mindset piece first. Do not be afraid to raise your prices, friend. You are running a business and it is your responsibility to ensure that the business stays profitable. Otherwise, it's just a very expensive hobby that you're running. And I know that sounds harsh and I don't mean it to be, but we have to be thinking with a business mindset. When I talk to coaching clients about raising their prices, they express a few main concerns. These are things that I hear over and over again. What if I raise my prices and no one buys? Well, they will. What will people think of me if I raise my prices? They probably won't even notice, but if they do, they'll think that you're a smart business person for adjusting your prices when necessary. How do I communicate my price increases? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. So if you worry about raising your prices, your feelings are valid, but this is where the hard data may help to offer some perspective. I want you to look at how much you're spending to produce your products. How much does it cost you to produce one single unit? I want you to look at your profit margins. How much profit are you making per unit that you sell? And I want you to look at your sales data, your revenue, and whether things on the direct-to-consumer side, since that's what we're focusing on here, if it's trending upward or if it's trending downward. Without looking at your numbers and knowing what's going on in the product space right now, I am fairly confident that your expenses have risen in the past year and that your profit per unit has likely declined, which is a clear sign that it is time to adjust pricing or adjust our production. We gotta balance things out somewhere. So use those numbers to guide you and, you know, survey the market rates in your industry too. Look at what other people have adjusted. This is where community comes in really handy because you can say, I'm thinking about raising my prices. What are you all doing? And you can get that feedback instead of making these decisions in a silo. But you should also be looking specifically at your numbers and not making these changes based upon just what the market is doing. You need to make sure it's in alignment with what your business needs too. Okay. Let's talk about how to communicate your price increases to your customers. You have several options, and I want to lay out three different options along with the pros and cons. So the first is you can raise your price without any fanfare. You can sign into your e-commerce platform, your Shopify, your Etsy, wherever you're selling, adjust your prices, and call it done. Now, the pros of this option are that it's simple and easy, and you can do it whenever you want to. There's like not a lot of stress around it. You figure out what you want to charge, you change the pricing, and you move on. Now, the cons are, in general, I'm a fan of communicating things like price changes with your customers. I think it builds trust, it creates a better customer experience, and you could leverage this adjustment, this price change, to boost your sales, to get like a good cash boost into the business. But if this is what you have the capacity for, changing it and moving on, not making any, you know, not having a lot of fanfare around it, then make the changes and move on. That's totally okay if this is the right option for you. The second option is to host a flash sale. I would probably do like a 3-day sale, and I would tell everyone that rates are going up as of X date. You want to be specific here and tell them exactly what date the price is going up. You'll want to talk about how the prices are changing and when the deadline is to order and receive the current rates. Your messaging should tell people to purchase your candles. Jenny sells candles. So to tell people to purchase your candles before the price jumps on X date and how much money they will save. You also need to be very clear on where and how they can order. So the pros of doing a flash sale like this are you're offering customers a last chance at getting your products at the current pricing, and that will build customer loyalty. It will also provide you with that cash boost that I mentioned. If any of your direct-to-consumer customers have been on the fence about buying from you, this may be the information they need to take action and fill their cart with all of your goods. Also, a flash sale that lasts, you know, 3 days, it's a short time frame to do a marketing push, which means that you can be a little more aggressive in how much you communicate and which platforms that you use. The cons to doing a flash sale like this, it does require some additional preparation, and you'll need marketing assets if you want to get the best results. Now, if I were running a flash sale that was a 3-day sale, I would send one email each morning of the sale and then two emails on the last day, one in the morning and then one a few hours before the sale ends. I would also plan one social media post or videos or stories or something per day at minimum. And again, I would use whatever social media platforms are most engaging, where your customers hang out and where you're most active. I would also repeat the same marketing messaging in all of the emails and all of the social posts. And the primary call to action, the thing we want our customers to do, is telling them to go to your online shop to buy. Now, I know some of you listening are like, whoa, that feels like a lot. But we have to cast the net wide for something like this because our customers are not going to see every email and every social post. So while it may feel like a lot for us to create and send 4 emails and create and post 4 to 8 or more social media assets, they're not going to see everything. The average customer may only see 1 or 2 of those pieces. So again, we can repurpose content, reuse content, use the same messaging, use the same imagery. Those are the things that are going to help make this the most successful and yield the best results. Your third option of communicating your price change is you could stretch out this communication period over an entire month. You could do a whole month-long campaign with a countdown to your new pricing, and your call to action is telling people to stock up. Now, the pros of this are that it gives your customers a longer lead time to process the upcoming changes and make their purchases. And it does give you more opportunities to have that touch point about the price adjustment. You can communicate more clearly and more thoroughly. You can spread things out over more time. And also, depending on what time of year you're going to do this price increase, it could help boost an already busy sales season. So for example, if you're raising prices, let's say January 1st, you may see a higher Q4 sales season in December once you start talking about your prices are going up in January. So it may, again, get people off the fence and get them to buy. Now, cons of doing a month-long, you know, period of talking about your price adjustment is it just feels like a really long time to talk about your prices going up. And I do worry that you might end up having to explain yourself more. You don't need to explain yourself, but you might feel the pressure to explain yourself more. Why are you adjusting the price? All of this, right? You will also, if you do a month-long thing, you will also need to find a way to work it into your ongoing marketing emails and social posts. So unlike the flash sale, the three-day sale, you've got like three concrete days where all you're talking about is your price is changing, come stock up, here's what's going on. You're communicating, but it's in a really finite time period. A month long, you're going to have to communicate those changes are coming, but you're also going to have to work it into your other marketing initiatives and social posts. If you go this route, the third option of doing a month long thing, I would send at least one email a week with more in the final week of this transition. You'll also, of course, want to mix in social media posts and communicating the changes on any other platforms that you're active on. So if you have a podcast or TikToks or YouTube or whatever, you'd want to work it in there. Now, of these three different options, I personally would go with the three-day flash sale because it's a shorter amount of time, which creates urgency for your customers to make a decision. If we give people too long to decide on something, they often don't purchase or it leads to indecision. It's also less work for you to prep those marketing emails and the sales content on social media for 3 days versus an entire month. So that is what feels most natural to me. Like, let's get in there. Let's communicate the things we need to communicate. Let's have a very clear call to action of go to our website to buy. Here's how the prices are changing. But you choose what feels best to you. This is what I would do, but you've got lots of options. And again, it varies from giving yourself a long communication window to not communicating anything and just changing the price. I like somewhere in the middle because it gives you a chance to really build that relationship with your customer, communicate the important things that you need to communicate, and also can lead to a cash influx in the business. I know I'm going to get a few messages from people after they listen to this episode and say, okay, I get it. That's all direct-to-consumer focus. But what about raising my custom project prices? And what about raising my wholesale prices? So real quick, before we sign off, for custom clients, I would send a minimum of 2 emails. One, letting them know that your prices are going up and when that price adjustment will happen. I'd probably give them a few days, up to a week. And then I would also send an email that last day that the current prices are available. The call to action in these emails will be book now, wherein they pay a deposit or they pay in full, but definitely have them pay something to secure their spot and have them sign a contract to get that current rate. You really want to ensure that you're not promising somebody a certain price, but they're not putting down a deposit or signing a contract. For wholesale, I would use a similar strategy to the direct-to-consumer method that we talked about, but I would give store owners a week or two to purchase. They're placing larger orders typically, and they may need more time to figure out what they want to order. Also, store owners are really busy and juggling a lot, so giving them a little bit more time builds that relationship, and it gives you more reasons to reach out. So if you were to do a 2-week time span for wholesale, I would plan to send 3 to 4 emails, one on the first day, one in kind of the middle, and then one on the second to last day, and one on the final day. In these emails, similar to before, we want to be clear about what product categories are changing, what the new pricing will be. We want to encourage people to stock up before the price jumps. If you're making any changes to MOQ or other wholesale terms, you would want to work that in here too. Okay, friends, that is all I have for you today. We kind of went through it super quick, but I hope today's episode gave you the push you need to review your numbers and to consider whether a price adjustment and raising your prices is needed. And if so, you've got some options about how to communicate your price increases. So do what is best for you. That is always what I'm telling all my clients. You need to do what is best and most comfortable for you. If you have ever wanted to pick my brain or get my eyes and ears on your business, Labs is the place to do it. We have monthly group coaching calls and a wide range of on-demand training specifically built for product-based business owners. So you can learn more about that at proofToProduct.com/labs. And our Labs members get to ask me questions like today's episode, and we have a dialogue about it on our coaching calls. So again, you can join us at proofToProduct.com/labs. Thanks so much for listening to the end. I'll be back next week with a new episode.